Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States' newly approved coronavirus vaccination program got underway Monday. Healthcare workers and the elderly in long-term care facilities are the first to be receiving the first round of the nearly 3 million doses at a time when cases are surging here in the United States by the tens of thousands a day. The virus has killed nearly 300,000 Americans and infected more than 16.2 million more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Canada also kicked off its inoculation campaign against COVID-19 by injecting frontline healthcare workers and elderly nursing home residents, becoming just the third nation in the world to administer the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Britain administered the first vaccinations last week. Here in the U.S., a bipartisan group of lawmakers is unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for final agreement. The proposal was unveiled Monday, including billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments and provisions shielding businesses from lawsuits related to the virus. But the path forward is unclear as congressional leaders and Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government funding, possibly by a hoped-for deadline of midnight Friday to deliver a complete package to President Donald Trump. President-elect Joe Biden telling Americans that democracy prevailed after electors across the country cast votes affirming his victory in last month's election. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is stepping down from his post next week after meeting with President Trump at the White House on Monday. Trump tweeted that Barr will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. Barr was a staunch ally of Trump, but angered the president by stating there was no widespread fraud that would change the outcome of the November election. Trump has repeatedly disputed the result while making fraud claims. Democrats have been sharply critical of Barr throughout his time in office, saying he acted in the interest of President Trump. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen, will become acting Attorney General, according to Trump. New COVID-19 restrictions are now in place in South Africa. The nation has seen a sharp spike in infections since the start of December, with reported cases hovering around 8,000 per day in the last few days. President Cyril Ramaphosa, in a televised speech given their address, said the new cases are growing. There is every possibility that we do not act urgently. If the country doesn't act urgently, the second wave will be more severe than the first wave. The government is now closing down beaches on the eastern coast and limiting large public gatherings ahead of the holiday season. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam acknowledged there is room for improvement in her administration's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. She also announced a new plan to provide further financial support to businesses hit by the virus with special encouragement for restaurants. The kidnappers of more than 300 students from the government science and secondary school in Nigeria are demanding a government ransom to free them. Katsina's state's governor said the boys were taken during an attack on their school Friday night. A joint rescue operation was launched Saturday by Nigeria's police, Air Force, and Army, according to the government. Authorities say when the school was attacked, police engaged in a gunfight with the gunman, allowing many students to scale the school's fence and run for safety. Ethiopia sent civil servants in Tigray back to work on Monday and ordered gun owners to disarm as President Abiy Ahmed's government attempts to restore normality in the northern region after weeks of war. And Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara is beginning a controversial third term in office while appealing to the opposition to help end tensions after election-related violence claimed dozens of lives. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.